The Tennessee Aquarium's Delta exhibit has undergone major renovations and will be open for viewing starting March 14th. I'm speaking with curator Dave Collins and Sarah Carlson about the newest inhabitants at the Tennessee Aquarium. The alligator bayou portion of the freshwater portion of the aquarium, the original aquarium building at the Tennessee Aquarium, has been around from the beginning, and it's a nice warm place to see some pretty amazing animals up close and personal. And now it's got an entire new makeover. Why did you make these changes?
The Delta has been one of our, certainly been one of my favorite exhibits. It has some amazing animals in it. But we saw opportunities to make it even better, to engage our guests more, bring more messaging to it. We're also taking an opportunity to incorporate some new programming. We've totally revamped our approach to our animal encounters and our training program. You know, we've gone from doing scheduled bird shows and animal shows to integrating those kinds of things into our exhibits. So we're actually bringing our animal trainers right in. It gives us opportunity to give more direct personal messages to our guests. So we're really interacting with them and giving them an opportunity to see the animals engage in more of their natural behaviors. You know, it's not unusual to walk into the Delta and see the big alligator sleeping on the beach, which is great that they love doing that. But right now we've got a group of young alligators. We've actually got a total of 13 alligators in the exhibit right now that are going to be much more active and engaging. The Delta is in a very important place. You know, we can get into talking about the importance of wetlands, and certainly the Delta is the place where we really do that.
For those people who've been to the aquarium in the past, there was a big, almost square glass exhibit that had snakes, and you could see burrows under the ground and such. It's my understanding that that space will now be occupied in a different way.
We've done a lot of different things in there. It actually was a wetland exhibit initially, but we really wanted to be able to open up that space to let more guests get in and be involved with the programming, be involved with the exhibit. But we haven't lost that, a lot of those messages. We've replaced that with a somewhat smaller gopher tortoise exhibit. In fact, this one will actually have underground viewing of the gopher tortoise burrow itself. And we do intend to have gopher tortoises and snakes in that exhibit so we can make those messages about those important parts of that environment as well.
You're going to get up close and personal with some of the critters from the Delta in ways that have never happened at the aquarium before. Sarah, what are we looking at in programming?
We've got a lot of really exciting changes. And the getting up close and personal really started with us. It started with our staff getting up close and personal, particularly with the new alligators that have come in, which has been so much fun. I can't even tell you, to have 13 alligators to get to know. I think people think about alligators as just kind of scaly robots. They're not really quite animals. They're so ancient, so kind of robotic in a way. But when you spend a lot of time with them, like we've gotten the opportunity to, it's really funny to see how different they all are from each other and how smart they are, how quickly they've picked up on the things that we've asked of them. So it's been a really great experience there, and that's going to be passed right on to the guests, because not only are you going to be able to get up close there, see all that activity with all of the different alligators, but you'll be able to see us in the exhibit, spending time with the alligators, continuing to get to know them, and sharing that with all of you. The space where the snake exhibit was previously is now going to be a programming space. So when we do bring out animals out of the exhibit, it's going to be a much more up close and personal thing for guests. We're kind of bringing the animals into the midst of everybody who's come to enjoy the exhibit.
A lot of the fun from the Delta for me was all those turtles and the ducks and the birds and such that were also, you know, just showing the diversity of life in a habitat like that. You're adding to the diversity with more of these alligators. Is there anything else new added to the exhibit?
The alligators were the big push. We're continuing to bring in new species. So I think we are looking at adding some additional ducks. We may bring in some wading birds like snowy egret that's sort of on the books. Sort of the big difference is how we're interacting with those animals, because even our turtle collection, the red bellies and the cooters that you've gotten to sort of to know in the exhibit, we're now doing feeding programs with them, again with staff right in the exhibit, and it gives us an opportunity to bring those animals right up close. We were doing that a little bit before we did the renovation. We made some additions architecturally to that part of the exhibit to make it easier for us to do those programs, but also, you know, easier for the guests to come in and enjoy them. Kids can get right up close, and we're interacting directly with them, with the turtles.
While these renovations were going on, I mean, that's a particularly important walkthrough area on the aquarium tour. Were you able to still show part of that? And you have a grand opening coming up.
We had a construction wall up because we had a lot of heavy working going on that we had to really keep that separated from our visitors. But we did cut little windows in so that as guests came by, they could look in and watch the work as it progresses. So I think a lot of people really enjoyed that. We'd be in there working. You'd hear them out on the walkway and see the faces looking in. And certainly when we encounter the guests, we explain what we're doing. And I think everybody's excited about seeing it.
So on the 14th, people will be able to see this exhibit open for the first time for the public. I know that's going to be exciting. You're going to be taking the walls down the night before. Do you anticipate a lot of people dashing in there to see the new alligators?
Well, we certainly hope people will come dashing in. We definitely are excited to share this with everybody. Finally, we've been working so hard towards it for so long. We want everyone to come to the party. It's also going to be an opportunity to see all of this new programming that we've got going on, to see our keepers in with the gators, to see us in with the turtles, to come to a bird program. Like you said, there's so much diversity in that habitat, and we really want to celebrate that. So we have programming going throughout the day that's going to celebrate all of those different animals that you might find in the Delta.
Just as humans have different personalities, so too do creatures in the animal world, and people may not realize that when you look at snakes or alligators or just about any animal is going to have its own personality. How do they talk back?
A lot of them have gotten used to us coming in. We've worked hard to make it a really positive thing when we come into the exhibit. So they'll see us come or hear our voice, and you know, a bunch of them will come swimming over. So they don't usually use their own vocalizations to communicate with us very much, but they will use it to communicate with each other. And we'll hear them rumble or hiss, or they make a kind of a rattling sound. And then every once in a while, they'll make little baby alligator sounds, which if you've never heard a baby alligator sound, it's adorable. I'm not going to try to do it for you. Don't look at me that way. I know what you want. I'm not going to do it. But they make some really, really cute sounds when they're little. And the alligators that we have are actually, some of them, getting pretty large and are really probably a little too old to be making those sounds, but they don't always know that. So sometimes they make little mama sounds.
That's the sound of baby alligators. They sound much different once they are adults. What kind of alligators are they?
They are American alligators, the same that you would find down in Louisiana and parts of Texas, down in those Delta areas. So they are really speckled right now. When the alligators are younger, they have fun mottled colors. There's some yellow and spots and stripes. And then as they get older, they start to turn darker and darker. So ours still have quite a bit of color right now. So they're extra fun to look at, I think.
And what's the average size of an adult American alligator?
The males can get up to 16 feet long under the right circumstances. And they can be very long-lived, 50, 60 years potentially.
That's getting into the real maximum ranges. Mm-hmm. And in fact, historically, they've gotten as long as 19 feet. But over increased hunting over the last 200 years, the typical adult sizes have gone down. But typically an adult male is probably more likely in the 12-foot range. Adult female would be anywhere from 6 to 7, maybe 8 feet. The female is considerably smaller than the male, but they certainly have the potential to get dinosauric.
Mm-hmm. Like most zoos and aquariums, the Tennessee Aquarium participates in species survivals and other conservation efforts. Are these alligators important to their environment, and are they endangered?
Today, they are not endangered, but it does go back to a very, very successful recovery program. They had been hunted to very, very low numbers, and then they were listed as an endangered species throughout their range. Through protection of the animals and protection of the habitat, they've been able to recover. This was a case where the animals still had a place to live. many animals that are endangered are threatened because they're losing their homes. And it's very hard to recover those animals until you really address those larger issues. But alligators have had situations that there is still adequate habitat for them. And they actually are an animal that does fairly well in close proximity to humans. They're not so shy that they need to be in remote areas. They take advantage of resources wherever they are. And if that's a picnic basket, that that may suffice. So they do well in altered environments as long as they're left alone.
For more information, visit the web at TennesseeAquarium.com. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.